Podcastular episode 170, Around the Ring, Left 4 Dead special for the week of November 20th, 2008.
He's like a bear! He's like a big shaved bear that hates people!
Episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Lancelot.
I'm your host, Dustorm.
I am guest host, Pankula05.
Alrighty, yeah. So we're here. The Around the Ring finally got around to putting an episode out on the feed.
Yay!
So happy. Actually, we set an all-time record for our submissions. We got three.
We have three submissions for this one, so that beats our previous five episodes for the Around the Ring segment. I mean, it doesn't necessarily prove a record for the original podcast, but at least it shows that some people are interested in it. So, I mean, since this is a regular rotation now, hopefully more people will start to get involved.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were still under the impression that we're stuck with Halo, but we're not anymore because Halo's old. It's dead and gone. Since I got the orange box, I have
it's just old and used, and that's what she said. Jokes.
So we have Painkilla here with us from the Podtacular community.
Painkilla05 is with us in the house tonight.
Don't ever do that again.
It's going good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great. So tell us a little about yourself. How you got involved with Podtacular? What you do? How else you're involved on the forums and whatnot?
Well, my name is Painkiller05. I found Podtacular when it was first advertised on Bungie sometime, either early 2006 or late 2005. So I've been in Podtacular since probably around episode 2. Let's see. I've been on the forums forever. I was a mod for a while. I started my own little podcast called Pod Radio that might still be in the archive somewhere. It's probably still on iTunes if you want to look it up, and I don't really do much at all besides just forum trolling. That's pretty much just me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pod Radio is still up on the site.
You just have to kind of delve through the archives to kind of find it.
Yeah, I liked it when it was going.
No, I always have wanted to listen to it, but I never got around to it.
They're actually pretty good. I mean, he does a lot of 8-bit songs, and I mean, he had some pretty good ones in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hardest thing was just finding new stuff. New good stuff, anyway.
Right.
So, anyways. Yeah, I'm just gonna make a quick note here about what Around the Ring is gonna be doing from now on. We, kinda sat down and got it finalized. So, pretty much all games on any system. Which we're kind of reflecting with this episode, where we're doing Left 4 Dead on both the 360 and the PC, because those are really the only two systems that matter for this community, right?
Yes,
but we're going to be going around through any system that includes the PS3, the Wii, if you still happen to own an N64, or
a
Commodore.
The primary systems we're going to be working on, though, is the Xbox 360 and the PC. Since we're transitioning from PC to Xbox, and Lance hasn't gotten that.
Well, not entirely.
What is that music?
Yeah, what is it?
Anyway, random side note, but yeah, we're transitioning from the PC side. So we're going to be slowly transitioning from PC games into Xbox games.
But not entirely. We're going to try and maintain an even balance between all the different platforms.
Right.
Just to try and make a more diverse environment. So
stuff for like the PS and the Wii is not going to be mentioned as often as PC and Xbox, but there still be some highlight games that we will include from those consoles.
Yep. And we're also going to, in the future, try to expand to be working more as like also a community cast as well as with the clans, but that's still kind of in development right now.
Yeah.
But for now, we're up and rolling here. Our first show on the main feed is about Left 4 Dead, Valve's latest zombie fest.
Oh, and it's a good one. I loved it.
Yeah.
I downloaded the demo for the Xbox and played it with Shadow General, and it was freaking amazing. Even for like just the first two levels that we got in the demo, I loved it.
Yeah, and it's not like slow walking zombies either, like in Half-Life, where you can just shoot them in the head and it kills the head crab. These things are insane. They're like the monsters from I Am Legend, except they have body hair.
Zombies.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't know, out of all the zombie games I've seen, and I mean, this is the only one I've actually played, but for at least the Xbox, the controls were really easy to pick up, and it was really easy just to get a feel for the game, just jumping right into it, and that's what I liked about it.
Yeah,
just
Valve
from firsthand.
Yeah. Valve has really outdone themselves this time, like for the PC version. Like, you have weapons, or whatever gun you happen to be holding is tied to the primary mouse button, but mouse 2 is your melee attack, which is really good because you need to use it really often. And it also still lets you maneuver around really quickly.
Yeah, but I think they still did a good job for being an Xbox game. I mean, I think they did a better job with Left 4 Dead than they did with Team Fortress and Portal, which I think is going to attract a lot of Xbox customers to Valve, and hopefully Valve was produce some later works that'll go on the Xbox as well.
Yeah, Orange Box games, the original Orange Box games were better on the PC to play than the Xbox, like the Half-Life games and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because we have Steam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
I like it. And I think Steam has a potential for being on, being a good producer for Xbox console games.
Steam doesn't produce games.
I'm sorry, Valve.
Yeah, there you go. Steam's just a very nice DRM, not like Secure ROM.
Yeah, Valve. So.
EA's fail. Silly Secure ROM DRM.
Yeah.
So.
The one zombies that I always hated were the bombers.
The boomers?
They always like, the boomers, because they would just like walk up to you and splatter you with slime and you couldn't see a thing.
You mean vomit on you?
Yeah.
Bulimia, twice the flavor, no calories.
Even when you like got too close and killed them, they would still like splash all over you and you still couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, they would explode on you.
Yeah, if you ever get splattered with those, first thing you do, throw a pipe bomb.
It's like, run
if
away!
If you have one.
Well, yeah, if you have one, which you usually don't. Because it attracts the horde to you.
Yeah, but it's so fun to just watch them, like, come around and then it explodes right in their face.
Yeah.
And the witches, oh my gosh, they're so freaking annoying.
Oh, man, I love the witches.
Have you been having trouble with regular humans?
But, I mean,
I'm apparently the only one who got that joke.
But yeah, it's like, you shine a light in their face or you start shooting them and it's like you're instantly dead. No hope for you.
They'll freak out, yeah.
You know, I played through the demo entirely, like, 20 times. I never once ran into a tank.
Really? What level did you play on difficulty?
Advanced.
Okay. Well, tanks only show up on Subway in the demo. So if you just play that over and over, me and my friend, you go through an expert, that's usually when they'll show up. For us, anyway. It's always an expert.
Yeah. The witches, I don't know, they were kind of easy to kill if all four of us just kind of auto-shotgunned.
Yeah.
I don't know, it seemed like it took a lot of bullets just to get it down, because I would empty at least like two or three clips of automatic rifle ammunition into a witch before it finally falls.
Yeah. Evil boss wants to decide. Let's see what the community had to say about the game.
Yeah, for the three submissions that we received.
All-time record. Okay.
Yes. At least for ATR. So.
Yeah. So, who wants to take the first one?
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, wait, don't we usually give the short ones to Crypto nowadays?
No, Crypto's not here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if he was here, he'd probably jump on this one.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead, Painkiller.
All right, Names Twister wrote in, and he said, Names Twister here, Left 4 Dead is going to be the shiznit. Tips for taking out witches on experts. Don't, but if you have to, line up all your teammates, get one or two people with Molotovs ready, and everyone else aim for her head. Then attack all in unison. This usually will get one teammate killed, but sometimes you really have no choice. The only good strategy for taking out tanks is just to run and shoot.
Just like the guy says in the trailer.
Yep, Bill.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I mean, I encountered a tank on normal difficulty in the subway, too. Come to think of it.
Yeah. They're a lot easier. The tanks are a one-hit knockdown on expert, and they can take out the entire team easy if it's in a small enough area.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like they come and whack you.
They're very similar to their attacks are very similar to Antlion guards in Half-Life. The only way they can really damage you is if they corner you and then, you know, hit you.
Yeah, I had that happen to me several times when I played.
Yeah.
It's like they have whole swarms, I guess if you want to call them swarms, of them coming and they just corner you and it's like, ah! Spray and pray. That's what I had to do sometimes. But I would spray and then melee, spray then melee.
Yeah, when you have massive swarms of zombies.
And then I got left behind once and then I had no choice but to die.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got left behind. Bam!
Yeah, it's like the rest of the guys just started walking off. I'm like, hey, wait up, guys! And then all of a sudden I see this whole swarm of them coming, like, oh, crap. I'm like, hey, guys!
Oh, I hated that. Every single time I played, somebody would always set off the car alarm.
But it's so funny.
I did that. That would be me.
That was so annoying.
I did it once just for kicks and giggles.
Yeah. Okay, let's just send 500 zombies down on this one spot.
Yeah, I know, really. And if you stay in one spot long enough, the game will just send another wave.
It's actually really useful to use a pipe bomb when that happens, because you'll get like 100 of them crowding around one spot.
And kaboom!
I know. Those things have really big splash damage.
Zombies actually start to disappear if there's too many of them on one spot.
Yeah, that's what I really like.
My friends figured that out on the subway level. We just stayed in the spawn room in the subway level. We just shut the door. And just whenever a horde came, there were like maybe 30, 40 zombies just right in front of the door trying to reach in, and they just start disappearing.
Yeah, that's because of the AI director. That's actually one thing that makes this game so awesome. The AI director that Valve wrote basically monitors what you do in the game and then changes it the next time you play so that it's fresh and, like, it puts it up so that it really presses you in your weaknesses. Read that article on IGN.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, who wants to take... how do you pronounce that? Bugwiz?
Bugwiz, I guess. I don't see any pronunciation in this submission, so...
Bugwiz.
Bugwiz? Bugwiz?
Bugwiz.
Let's put in the detective...
Whoever Bugwiz is, could you please send in a reply with the pronunciation of your name?
Yeah, that would be much appreciated.
But anyway, he writes in and he says, well, this will be for the demo, but you probably be able to use these tips for the game. And all these tips I use on expert, but you could probably use it on whatever difficulty. 1. Dark rooms, open rooms. What I would recommend to do is when you are in a big open room, is stay by the walls and turn off your lights, especially if there's a witch. Yeah, that can get painful.
I've only ever encountered witches on their own, personally. They're just, like, sitting off in a corner, crying.
They sit off in the corner, but they may be in a room with other zombies, or I've run into a situation like that.
I guess, and you just accidentally run into them.
It's like, oh, crap. Oh, okay. Number two, how to deal with a tank. What I like to do is, when I meet a tank, is turn off my lights and run away while looking for a dark room. This has worked a couple times for me, but whatever you do, do not run back to the safe room. The tanks just walk right in. I have learned from experience. I ran back to the safe room thinking I could shoot the tank through the bars, but instead it walks right in, and immediately I freak out and start jumping and shooting away till I die. So I guess they, like, open the door.
I don't understand how they could fit through that door, though. I don't know. Maybe he can, like, really suck it in.
They could be like squid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They just, like, morph.
Yeah, he's like a jelly.
Their bulk could just be, like, jelly.
Maybe he could be, like, I don't know, what are those things called? Yeah, jellyfish is kind of the thing I was going for. Or, like, an amoeba. Just, like, you know, contort your body.
I think squid's a better comparison, but... Anyway. Number three, how I like to deal with a horde. Well, if one of your teammates gets thrown upon a bomber and you are already dealing with a big horde, for me there are two ways to get out of the situation. Hit your way through, and if you have a machine gun and you don't think that there are not killing material, you can use your machine gun to plow your way through. Number four, if you get knocked down, I find myself shooting the body because it's the quickest way. But don't be like me. Aim for the head and the chest area. Well, that's basically it. I don't have any tips on how to escape a witch once she's chasing you. But if that does happen, the only advice I have is to run away and scream like there's no tomorrow. This is the first time I have posted a tip or anything for the show, so thanks for the opportunity. BG, keep on refragging zombies.
Well, thank you for your submission there. Be sure to send in a pronunciation guide there.
Yeah, that would help.
You know, he actually had pretty good spelling for that. There's only, like, one or two mistakes in there.
The grammar kind of sucked. No offense, but it kind of did suck.
Yeah.
So
well.
Last submission
I'll
for
take it.
Lancelot.
Yes. The best for last, I hope. Okay, so...
It's like you say that now.
Yeah. Okay, so our final submission comes from Tokyo in America. Hey, PodTac, it's Tokyo in America. And since it's Around the Ring L4D style, I decided to send in a submission. First off, I love this game. It's really, really enjoyable, but also really, really short. We have two more chapters left, and we played it for less than 4 hours on normal. The campaign is really creative, with it being like a bunch of different movies with similar endings, just with different scenery. I guess it could get boring of playing the same story over and over again. The one big flaw about this game is the multiplayer for me. I like playing as the infected, but just running through the campaign over and over and over again isn't just that much fun for me. The game overall is very creative, or really creative rather, with all the different scenes and different types of infected. The fun characters you can play as, Lewis, my favorite, Zoe, Bill, Francisco, is just flat out awesome. Valve is my favorite developers, or whatever you call them, but they never seem to disappoint, so I suggest you play this game. It really is a fun game. Cough, and pick up Gears of War 2. Cough. What's G-O-T-Y?
Game of the Year.
Oh, Game of the Year, okay.
Game of the Year.
Okay, that's what it stands for. Yeah, the thing is that a lot of people were worried that the game would get kind of repetitive, but once again, you have the AI director in there that really mixes it up a lot. And while
you're still doing the same thing over and over again as going through these alleyways and then just fighting off zombies. I mean, all the AI does is basically maybe just differs on maybe where the zombies come from.
Yeah.
What kind of zombies are there, but there's not much difference in the fact that you're walking the same path.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the demo only had two chapters, but the full game has, like, a whole bunch of chapters with tons of different scenarios in them. But I really think the thing that'll make this game blast is the social aspect of it. Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's just so much fun to run around screaming at your friends while you're getting your ass bitten off.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those classic games, and Steam did a really good job of bringing it to life. It's where it's a zombie killing spree.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, you really can't go wrong with just killing zombies en masse.
Yeah.
Me and my friends, not just me and three other people, we just spent the entire demo just finding a good place to camp, and we just sat there and just fought off the hordes that keep attacking after a certain time limit. And that was just lots of fun. I mean, it just sounded boring, but we basically just sat in one spot and just camped for hours. We probably played through Subway, just one round of Subway, probably like 5 hours. And we just found lots of different places to camp, like there's a little vent you can hide in, and so we had to hook two on each side, and zombies just poured out of the top when the horde came. That was just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, the boss zombies are really creative. Like, the hunter? Those things are really crazy. Like, you have to be really quick to dodge those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten pinned a few times.
Tongues. Those tongue things are freaking...
Oh, yeah, smokers?
A smoker?
Yeah, the smokers.
Yeah, I don't understand why you can't use your arms while you're being pulled in by a smoker. Like, wouldn't it just be easy to, like, pull out a gun?
I think because your arms are supposed to be wrapped within the...
Oh, yeah, because you're trying to pull it off your throat.
Move on your arms anywhere.
Yeah, you're trying to pull it off your throat.
I think it's, like, wrapped around your body, and your arms are, like, tied to your side.
No, the thing actually just wraps around your neck, from what I saw. And your character is too obsessed with trying to get it off of his neck to pull out a gun and shoot it.
But like, if someone tries to grab you, you can just shoot its tongue, and it'll, like, you can just kill the tongue separately and then go after the smoker.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
What's that song?
Oh, sorry, it's my roommate's phone. I can't really do much about it. It should stop soon. There it goes. I'm figuring it annoys the heck out of me. Anyway.
Yeah. We've had a lot of interesting background noises. Like, there's the dog, there's that mom who came in and was really pissed off that one episode. You've got 10 minutes left! You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I don't exactly listen.
Blasphemer!
I think it was a PC episode of some kind. But...
No. Different one, show. But that was definitely hilarious.
Yeah.
Good times.
Nice. No, very nice. But yeah, so that's it for the submissions that we had for this week. Hopefully the next game that we pick will get a few more submissions. We don't have a game picked right now, but we'll definitely let you guys know on the site or via the forums what the next game's going to be.
Yeah.
And hopefully give you a little more advance on what the game we choose. So you can spend your time playing as much as you can and then send us your fabulous submissions that we will be highly expecting of everyone.
And being ready to trash the spelling and grammar errors.
Yes, use Firefox.
Yeah.
It has a built-in spell checker.
Yes, please. Or just use Word before you copy and paste it.
Or you can use Word, yeah.
So, what do you guys think about, how do you guys like to deal with boomers and, like, the boss zombies overall? Like, what are your strategies for that?
For the boomer, if you walk around the corner, one's right in your face, usually it'll take, like, a few seconds for it to just kind of pull up, the throw up, and, you can just bash with the left trigger and that'll just knock it away. Then that might give you enough time to back up and shoot it, or you can just keep hitting it until it dies because your melee actually does damage.
Yeah, that's something I like. Melee doesn't just push it away, it actually kills zombies.
I haven't tried a melee on it, but, I mean, I get startled and I shoot it, and then I just get snot all over me, so it's like, oh.
Vomit.
Well, that worked out well.
Yeah. It's actually kind of pretty easy to kill them from a distance. Because the only thing that they can do is vomit, and they have to be pretty close up for that. So, like, a couple of shots on the pistol will cause them to blow up.
Yeah, it's not hard to take him out.
Yeah, the thing is just that if they are usually, when you encounter them, they're usually pretty up close. And they move, right. They move pretty fast for fat people.
Yeah, they do. I think it would be cool if you blew one up while it was near a bunch of other zombies. Like, since its explosion can make zombies attack you, if it could make zombies start attacking each other if they get the vomit on them, or the exploding guy on them.
Hmm.
That would be interesting.
It would be. Yeah, so we have hunters. Those, they just kind of have to dodge. Smokers, shoot them. Like, does it take away your health if you stay in the cloud of smoke for too long?
Yes, it does.
No. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Well, I've seen my health meter go down when I stand in a cloud of those, and then when I walk out, it stops going down. I'm pretty sure it does.
I never noticed that. I don't think it does.
Really? Hmm. I've never seen my health drop because of that, but... Hmm.
Huh.
It just makes you cough, as far as I know.
I thought it takes away your health slowly.
It's a big mystery. One that Wikipedia can probably answer for us.
I don't know if Lifer does on Wikipedia yet.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah, actually.
I would be surprised if it was, actually. But, anyway.
So, what would you guys just... What are your overall opinions of Left 4 Dead, just based off the demo?
I don't know. I loved it. I think it's a good Valve game for the Xbox, and I think that they just pretty much hit a home run with doing a zombie game, first-person shooter zombie game. And they actually, I mean, you have four people together basically in this infected mess and basically just trying to survive. So, I mean, it's a typical zombie killing story, but I think they did a good job of bringing out the essence of it and making it into a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Dust. They just do an excellent job of throwing in the environment and the enemy creation, and just control is just brilliant. And like you said before, the whole social aspect is phenomenal, because it's just four people just killing zombies. Like I said before, I mean, me and three friends just sat in one level, just in one spot for hours and hours, and we had lots and lots of fun.
Yeah, it's...
And that's not something you can usually do. I mean, you can't play a game like Bioshock, sit in one room for hours and hours, and expect to have lots of fun out of that.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really gonna pull this game and keep it going for such a long time, just because everybody... It's just, like, overall fun now, without a lot of waiting, with some good scares in it as well.
Oh, there's an entry on the smoker on Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
Yes, it says, when the smoker is destroyed, it leaves a haze of green smoke that distorts the player's vision in the game and causes the character to start coughing, preventing them from using voice commands.
Hmm.
That's all it says.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I need to agree with that as well. I mean, it's very well put together, and the AI director does a good job of mixing it up every single time, so that you're always getting a different experience. Actually, one thing, two points actually I found kind of funny. Like, if somebody doesn't make it on the last level at the end of the game, because the whole game's kind of set up as like a movie, right? Because it starts off like a movie poster, and it ends with movie-style credits. And if one of the characters doesn't make it through, I saw this on IGN, it'll actually be like dedicated to the memory of whatever the character's name is. Like dedicated to the memory of Francis or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah. And something else, like, even if somebody ends up dying, they're not out of the game. I was like, guy, I was playing just a quick match
like
with somebody. Yeah, and they'll just be, like, banging on the door saying, "Hey, I know you can hear me out there. Let me out. Come on. What's the idea?"
Yeah, it's how they get locked in rooms.
Right.
I just like that whole respawning thing. That's really nice.
Yeah.
It's actually implemented pretty nicely, too.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. Like, they just don't randomly pop out of the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, I'm back now.
In a room for some reason.
Yeah. Let me out!
And I have another tip. If you're just wandering around, you can always know when you're going to be attacked by the Horde. because it starts playing some music, and it's the exact same type of music every time, and it's like the second the music's over, you just start hearing zombie screams, and the music gets all really fast-paced with the drums, and zombies just start coming out everywhere. But you always know by that music to run if you're in a bad spot or just hunker down.
Yeah. Actually, the pipe bombs are pretty useful because they attract the zombies. It's like, oh, hey, something shiny. And then they're all like, I want it. Give it to me.
Blow up.
Yeah. Your prize for chasing the shiny object? Death.
No, don't look at the light.
I can't help it.
Brains.
It's so beautiful.
It's so brains. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This game kicks ass.
I hope to pick it up maybe this weekend. When my roommate leaves for this weekend, I'm going to try and convince him to go to Walmart or something and pick it up for me.
Why don't you just buy it off Steam? Because, I mean, yeah, like, unlike a lot of other games that have come out recently, the digital rights management for Steam is really unobtrusive.
Yeah, except you can't play games sometimes, which really sucks. I went to a LAN party one time. I couldn't play any of my Steam games, even though I set it to offline mode, because Steam is just trying to connect to the server, even though it's offline. So that was really sucked.
Really? I've never experienced that problem with Steam before.
Neither have I.
Well, at the LAN, like, probably half the people there couldn't play Steam games offline. I know that's a big problem, because I've seen a lot of forums and stuff complaining about it.
Hmm. That's odd.
That it is. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up here.
Yes, I believe so.
Anyways, alright, so, just a few notes before we do our wrap-up here. We have XFire and Steam groups available for if you guys are on the PC. We're still trying to get them set up on the website. Krunk's crunking away, trying to get them going for us, so we'll be sure to let you guys know. If you guys want to join in, you can just look up the Podtacular Recreational Clan on XFire or Steam, and you'll be able to join in that way. And, you know, we're trying to increase the base for PC as well as other consoles, you know, trying to diversify the community. And, Duststorm, what are the server's status for, TF2 right now?
Right now, the TF2 server is just running a rotation between payload maps, intel maps, and a couple of, capture point maps.
Alright,
so,
then.
It's just on constant rotation. Until I get recommendations, that's the rotation it's going to be holding.
Alright, then.
Do people play on it?
Not really, no. The only time I get people playing on it is if I hop in for about 30 minutes and then people come and join. And then I hop off and some people will stay on for a little bit.
Okay, I'm having a LAN in, like, a few weeks, and we might use that.
Yeah, if you want to use it, I can give you, info on it.
That'd be nice, a giant Podtacular TF2 party.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be for Podtacular or anything. It's not used that much that you can get locked down for other things. But, yeah, it's up and running. And if anyone wants to recommend a map or a rotation for the server, I'm open to suggestions. So.
And, you know, we're still just trying to work on getting a few other things sorted out, but once we get everything going, it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, and if there are any other dedicated servers you guys would like to see, if they are freely available, I will be willing to put them up on my server.
So, let's just wrap it up here. So, send your comments to podtacular@gmail.com when the submission to post is put up on the front page. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-88-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make new friends and play Halo with cool people.
Like me. So, thanks to all the people that contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB Show, the Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com.
Soon to actually be a, another show that's going to be added soon. Can't wait to see what it is.
Yeah.
Is there a date for an announcement of that?
Not that I know of.
Don't know.
Don't think there is. It's just going to be like, hey guys, guess what? New show.
Do you guys know what the new shows are?
No.
They're keeping it hush-hush. Although, if we give some cookies to the right people, then we could probably find out. Cookies are the best kind of currency.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So, until next time, I am Lancelot.
I am Duststorm.
I am Painkiller 05.
Alright, so for the first time on Around the Ring, keep on fragging trucks.
And zombies.
And zombies.
There's only one thing left to say.
I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce. Whoa.
I don't remember my Steam password. I have it auto-saved.
Wow.
What?
That's just, terrible. Right now, I'm working my way through Riot.
I'm logged into frickin' Steam! Frickin' password! What's my frickin' password?
Of course I can hear you.
You can?
Then why do you keep on saying hello?
I'm just being...
Gurg.
Ashwin is an awesome name.
I don't even remember my frickin'... This sucks.
That's what she said. I just kind of threw it up in like 5 seconds, so... Ow, that hurt my finger. Add some good sugar water.
What's the stupid password?
Yeah.
Type it on like an IBM M1.
No kidding.
There we go, freaking A. Dang it, now I forgot what I typed. Cough.
I'm gonna try not to choke this time. Honestly, I will not choke this time.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Sure.
I'm gonna do my best to not choke.
Really? Sure.
Yeah.
You absolutely sure? You absolutely positive?
Sure.
Let me just eat a cookie first.
Cute.
That's a good cookie.
I hear someone cooking a cookie.
That's me.
So bowling? What is that?
Zombie killing spree!
Zombie-tacular.
Witch-tacular!
No!
I blame the listeners for not sending tips.
Oh, hey, Painkiller. Have you heard my, High Voice Crew song?
Don't do it!
Wait, what?
The High Voice Crew song.
No, you don't want to know. New song?
I cannot help who for. There's a hole in my neighborhood down which of late I cannot help who for. There's a hole in my neighborhood down which of late I cannot help who for.
website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.